yeah, that was one of my questions, is why you decided to tell the story that way, you know, not really a traditional, like, artist biopic, but, you know, she's really more the main character in this story, or if there is a main character.
What I did sort of think was I could make this kind of impressionistic, but also kind of like a realist narrative film in style, by kind of just observing them and their way of life and the sort of drama that inevitably erupts out of two competitive people that are both making art in the same space. And, you know, they're always sort of on edge with things. They struggle financially and they're always sort of looking, you know, for the next opportunity or the next show or whatever the next, you know, they're kind of the eternally struggling artists. So I thought that just with the situation that they were in and their unique personalities, observing them and watching them could be enough. And that the story would sort of unfold, and the story is mostly the sort of their contemporary life. And the, you know, mainly the transformation that Noriko goes through from sort of being Ushio's slave, more or less, to, you know, having her own voice and starting this series of paintings and really developing it while I was shooting.
It sounds like, you know, their relationship, it took a long time. It probably came in many different forms over time, but it sounds like you caught her at a very interesting time in her relationship and her life.
Yeah. Yeah. The film definitely could not have been made. I think that maybe today it would be a very different film. I think because in order for, you know, films like this to work, things have to sort of organically change.
For the audience, what do you hope they get out of your film?
A few things. I mean, I think the crux of the film lies in their relationship and how complicated love is and how complicated relationships can be. And the idea that there are these indefinable bonds that connect people that we can't always sort of analyze or, you know, reason why somebody is with another person. But I think people wonder why Noriko stayed with Ushio for so long, because, you know, the fact of the matter is he was a pretty terrible husband for the majority of their marriage. But, you know, he also provided a lot of inspiration for Noriko, and she really fed off of the sort of purity of his art and his nature and his dedication, and also has a gentler side as well that sort of comes through in the film. But, you know, at the end, I think it's about the fact that relationships are extremely, extremely complicated, and this is a very, very complicated one, and that it works for, you know, sometimes for mainly practical reasons, but there's certainly reasons, you know, beyond those that hopefully are seen in the film and that hopefully people can sort of recognize in their own relationships.